You know, back in the original heydays of 60 Minutes, if you were a CEO, the joke was, you know, you're having a bad day when Mike Wallace is sitting in your lobby.
Uh-huh.
I got to imagine if you're Kwame Kilpatrick, the same can be said of MLL.
100%.
You know, I mean, certainly ML won a Pulitzer, exposing the many skullduggeries and frauds.
Text messages.
And the text messages. And so no love lost between those two, you wouldn't think. And now that Kwame Kilpatrick is a returning citizen, also getting involved once again in Metro Detroit, what will happen if matter and antimatter meet together? Well, we now have our answer. It looks like a very friendly picture in the Free Press. The columnist for the Detroit Free Press, ML Elric, joining us live to talk about that encounter, which was an appearance that Kilpatrick made at the Oakland County Republicans. Talk about strange bedfellows, ML.
It's sort of like a bizarro world. You know, I just don't know whether I'm bizarro Superman or bizarro Lex Luthor.
But, is this upside down world?
Yes, it is upside down. But I'll tell you, Kwame Kilpatrick seems to be very happy these days. And when you've gotten out of prison 21 years early, what other emotion could you feel?
So, ML, how significant do you think him being there at the Oakland County event is going to be in influencing black voters in the upcoming election?
I think it can be tremendously influential, but I think it depends on how hard Kilpatrick goes at this and how much the Trump campaign capitalizes this. Now, they've already put out a press release saying that he had endorsed the former president when Trump was in town at a black church a couple weeks ago. But as I write in my column, which you can see at freep.com, Kilpatrick didn't seem to make a tremendous effort here in his endorsement. He went out and he told his story, which of course he knows and he can do with his eyes closed. And then he trotted out a 20-year-old campaign yarn that I don't think is really original to him even, and rolled that out as the big finish to his speech. So if he's going to pop into a room every once in a while and say, hey, by the way, I like Donald Trump, and I hope you do too, that is not going to have as big an impact as if Kilpatrick does what he does so well, which is hit the streets, meet the people, and turn on that megawatt charm to try and get people to vote for Trump, because Kilpatrick can bring home a lot of votes for Trump. And if this race in 2024 is as close as it was in 2016, Kilpatrick could help flip Michigan back to the Trump column.
You've been relentless in reporting on him not repaying what he's owed, and you wrote that Kilpatrick is paying Donald Trump back first.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's a debt that it's hard to imagine could ever be repaid. 21 years of your life. I mean, that's like you're fishing and you get three wishes from the magical trout type of stuff. But here he is out there for Trump. And frankly, a lot of people thought Trump was going to release him in 2020. And I thought that it would have been a genius move by Trump to release him in the early winter or the spring, so that he would have all those months to campaign for Trump. But instead, Trump released him after the election, which seemed like a missed opportunity for Trump, because while Biden did far better in Michigan than Hillary Clinton did, what many people don't realize is that Trump actually picked up 5,000 more votes in Detroit in 2020 than he did in 2016. And Kilpatrick and Apostle Ellis Smith, who were the hosts of this event, were telling people, listen, vote for Trump or just don't vote. And in 2020, there was a large black suppression campaign by Trump where he basically said, hey, you know, I've been great. So support me or, you know, just whatever. Don't support the other guy.
Well, that's how Hillary Clinton lost in 2016, was lower turnout amongst those bedrock Democrat supporters. I agree with you. I think Kwame Kilpatrick, absent Bill Clinton, is the best retail politician I think I've ever seen work a room. Do we know how much he'll be out there? Is there a formal alliance with the Trump campaign to get him into churches and get him into community meetings?
That I don't know. And the former mayor did not say anything about that. The Trump campaign didn't say anything about this. As far as I know, this event was organized by local folks and not by the Trump campaign. So I'm not sure how coordinated this effort is going to be. Mr. Kilpatrick said that he flew in from Atlanta for his appearance. And Guy, as you recall, with the mayor, he's always late. So he was late for this. So that hasn't changed.
He's consistent, ML. At least he's consistent.
Now, I must say most politicians are late because there's always someplace else to be. Their schedules are always too tightly packed, and they're always talking to somebody who wants to talk to them as they come out the door. But Mr. Kilpatrick was particularly notorious for being late. But I'm confused about where he lives, because as I say in the column, he lives in a very nice house in Griffin, Georgia. But at the same time, we've reported that he has a $800,000 house in Novi that a company connected to his wife purchased. And I've been approached by people who said, yeah, I see him in Novi. His kids are going to school there. So is he local? Is he in Atlanta? I don't know. If he's in Atlanta, he's going to be a lot less effective for Trump here in Detroit. But if he's going to spend some time out here, I guarantee you he is going to get some votes for Donald Trump. There's just no question about that. As Kilpatrick himself said, I lost in court, but I never lost an election.
ML, what has been the general reaction among Detroiters about his public engagements and his political endorsements? And did you guys get to sit down and do a one-on-one, or he wasn't for that?
Yeah, so generally I try and give Kilpatrick his space. I think he's been through a lot, all of it deserved, by the way. But I'm not there to make him uncomfortable, unless me doing my job makes him uncomfortable. But he made a couple jokes at my expense, so he seemed pretty comfortable. Mm-hmm. So somebody said, hey, let's get a picture with Kilpatrick. I said, nah, I'm going to let him do his thing, and I'm here to report on it, not to be a part of it. And this guy kept pushing. Very nice guy, by the way, Anthony Guzmano, and said he knew Kilpatrick. He said he'd add. I said, well, I'll tell you what, if he's cool with it, I'll be cool with it. So he said, okay. So we went and asked him, and I said, well, let him get pictures with everybody else. And then we got our picture taken. We had a very pleasant moment, but there was no sit down. And I did want to talk to him when he was done shaking hands at the end of this, but he got out of the room and was gone. And I'm not that he was fleeing or anything. I think he had someplace else to go, possibly a date. I don't know. But so we didn't get to chop it up very much, but here's the other thing about this event that is interesting. After he did his presentation, there was supposed to be some conversations to try and get people activated. Well, when Kwame Kilpatrick comes in a room, everything else is done. Mm-hmm. People just want to be around him. And so the event was not quite as successful as it might have been, just because he has so much star power. If people say, well, we can sit here at this table and talk to each other, or we can go talk to Kwame Kilpatrick and get our picture taken, people want to talk to Kwame Kilpatrick, get their picture taken, and that's kind of meeting adjourned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Update on the restitution repayments?
Well, I do want to note something that is, like many things Kwame Kilpatrick says, half true. When he was on your show, he said he's been making his regular restitution payments. He has, it turns out, been making a $150 a month restitution payment on his federal restitution, which now sits at $824,000. Of course, he says he doesn't owe any of it, not because he's paid it back, but because the Fed seized enough money from his friend to cover his end of the tab. So with friends like these, right? But he has not made a repayment on the $1 million he agreed to pay Detroit since 2013, which means he still owes the good people of Detroit, you and me, $854,000, and there's no sign whatsoever that he's going to pay a penny of that.
Okay, I crunched some numbers. That's $1.37 for every man, woman, and child in the city of Detroit. Did you ask him for it?
No, you know what? I will tell you, I didn't see any bulges in his pocket. I think he's mainly traveling with plastic these days, and since the Detroit News has reported that he has a $90,000 luxury SUV in his name, I'm assuming it's somebody else's plastic that he's using.
Okay. ML, always a pleasure to talk with you. It's an interesting column. Check it out at freep.com. Take care, ML.
Thanks, guys.
Coming up, yesterday was the one-year anniversary of Michigan joining the majority of states that don't allow you to hold a phone while you drive. How are we doing? Are Michigan roads safer? We'll get into that at 7:49 here on JR Morning. But we want to send you to Las Vegas to see the Eagles. They will be playing the Sphere, a one-of-a-kind venue. 16 shows beginning September 20th. We've got two trips for two. We've got the flights, the stay at the Venetian Resort, dinner at Chica Las Vegas. It's all there if you know the national keyword. And this hour, the keyword is best. Text the word best to 95819, and that will register you to win this amazing trip to see the Eagles at Sphere Las Vegas. 95819, text the word best now. Back in a moment.